Okay.
Well, Coach, it seems like you guys taking a more conservative approach today. Was that a 4-4-2 at the beginning?
It was, and it was a 4-4-2 in the end, too. It was similar. We just decided that we had to do a few things defensively, and I thought a 4-4-2 would help us out with that, and I thought we did a pretty good job defensively. Unfortunately, we allowed a 35-yard bomb into the upper V, which is tough to defend. But I also thought we created quite a few chances, and especially in that second half, it was a 4-4-2. Mm-hmm. And what I told our team is, I think it was really the passion that we played with in that second half, and we lacked that in the first half. I mean, we played well enough to be in a game, but that's not good enough. You need to play in a way that you're going to get points on the board, and I thought those last 15 minutes was 15, 20 minutes. It was excellent, and we needed to get 90 minutes of that. I mean, we hit the post. Hope Solo, I think, made 3 or 4 saves off the line. Yeah.
What adjustments did you guys make at halftime? Because in the first half, it seems as if you're forwards and pretty much forwards midfield, you get no opportunities, no shots in. And then the second half is a complete, almost different story. What adjustments did you guys make?
What I did is I asked them to go forward and be confident in going forward and creating their chances. Yes, we were solid defensively, but now we got to stop giving the ball away. Movement off the ball needs to be better, which it was, which allowed us to now combine a little bit better. And then also our forwards now started making runs in behind the defense because we started being a little bit more direct, but with a purpose and not just sending it. And I think that's what created a little bit created problems for them in that second half. The game plan in the first half was to do the same thing we did in the second half, but you know, sometimes it takes another talk or just getting them a little bit more excited about it and encouraging them, and I think that's the difference in the second half. But it was just making it clear we need to go forward. We need to get some chances out there and join the attack with our outside backs, which Leanne did very well in the right side. But it wasn't only that. Our forwards were getting in behind. Our midfielders were getting in. I mean, you saw how many chances we had there toward the end. And it was just motivating them a little bit more than anything at halftime.
You guys haven't won since May 16th at Chicago. How do you keep them motivated knowing that? So it's got to be in the back of their minds, I assume.
Oh, it is. I mean, it's in the back of everyone's mind. One way to keep motivated is, I mean, everyone sees the game differently, but we felt that we could have won this game. And, I mean, a fair result would have been maybe at least a tie. We had our chances. We're creating opportunities. We're being dangerous. It's not like we were constantly being bombarded in our goal. It was, if anything, it was the other way around. So they know that. It's just a play here or there, but we need to start making those plays. We need to start putting the ball in the back of the net. Look at how many chances we had in that second half that could have been maybe 4 or 5 goals on our end. But you know what? We didn't put the ball away. And but playing in games like that, that we feel that we're in it and we're competing and we could have easily won, that keeps them motivated. The one game that hurt, our last game against LA was probably our worst game. It happened to be on national TV. It was the worst game we've had this season. But aside from that, you know, they've gone out and competed. I mean, I can't say that we were played out of the park today. If we were, then that would be hard to get the girls to motivated again. But when we know we're just right in it, it's just finding someone that can make that difference.
Okay. Thanks.
Welcome.
Thanks a lot, Coach.